as we continue our focus on living limitless, we are focusing on this podcast on faith's ascension. So there's quite an incredible scripture in Matthew 17:20, where it says, "Because you have so little faith, truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." The Passion Translation says, "I promise you, if you have faith inside of you no bigger than the size of a small mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move away from here and go over there, and you will see it move. There's nothing you couldn't do." So this scripture invites you into the ascension faith, not just as a belief or a conviction, but as a transformative force unveiling portals to a life where the impossible becomes possible. It's an invitation to explore the mystical dimensions of faith that transcend ordinary human experience, but the faith we have in Jesus. Jesus mentions the mustard seed, not for its minuscule size, but for the potent growth potential it possesses, like you. It exemplifies that even the smallest of genuine faith can start a journey towards spiritual enormity. That ascension journey is the unlocking and maturity of that potential which catapults you as a mystic into the divine spark that, when nurtured, can expand limitless beyond the constraints of physical reality. Faith as a catalyst for mystical ascension. This ascension involves expanding your inner awareness to encompass the gateways of what's impossible to experiencing the substance, physical evidence that faith frames into existence. It is a state where Yahweh's reality and dreams for you become manifest substance. A reality where earthly limitations dissolve and the truth of the Spirit made manifest. Ascension faith doesn't merely believe in God's omnipotence, but actively participates in it, transforming your perception and aligning expectation with His, the impossible made possible. Opening portals to a limitless life. Jesus' analogy of moving mountains speaks into the mystery of aligning the mountain of your call and scroll, destiny, to the miraculous. So in a mystical context, this signifies the ability to alter your spiritual landscape drastically. Faith is more than belief. It's an active entanglement that opens portals to new dimensions of existence. It entangles your sonship to those dimensions and gives access to realms available to you as a son to govern and rule. Faith positions you to mandate and to receive a response from the entities that govern those realms. Your action activates their keys. All of heaven is at your disposal. So living a life of impossibilities made possible. So to live a limitless life, as suggested by Matthew 17:20, is to embrace a journey of continual transformation and challenge. It's what ascension does. It activates a life where we challenge boundaries, where each act of faith ascends to greater spiritual insight and power. Faith allows you to access divine strength, to heal, love, and to live from the beyond, expanding your view and sharing glimpses of possibilities that lie within the grasp of the sons of God to manifest kingdom realities in substance. So the practical implications of mystical faith. The implications of such mystical faith. It's profound for daily living. It encourages you to approach life with a transformative perspective, seeing beyond the immediate to the eternal and the infinite. Challenges become opportunities to witness the power of faith in action. Ascension faith entangles with Jesus' abilities to expand the extent of His divine promises for you and to experience those miraculous outcomes in the here and now. To position the spirit of faith, the angel of faith, as well as the angelic realms that have the mandate to increase faith, is part of the governing ability given to the sons of God. The righteous shall live by his faith, so entangle with the spirit realm, activated to facilitate the reality of that scripture. If heaven is at your disposal, then interact with it. The spiritual community itself acts as a gateway to the mystical ascension of faith. Through shared experiences with a cloud of witnesses, worship, testimony, and individuals and communities alike nurture and reinforce faith, allowing for spiritual ascension. This communal aspect emphasizes that while faith may start as small as a mustard seed within you, you can fully express it as you ascend into what is available to entangle and release faith. Matthew 17:20 is not merely a verse about the power of faith. It is an invitation to explore the mystical pathways within faith that lead to a life of adventure and living the impossible. It challenges you to ascend spiritually, to transform your inner pathways aligning with His, Jesus, the expectation of Jesus' life for you, a life of the miraculous. So here's an activation prayer. Thank you for your faith, Jesus. I entangle with your keys of faith, with the angel of faith and those mandated to expand the spirit of faith in me. I love you, Jesus. If that blessed you or you want to subscribe to the blog, check out the links below. We also have courses that you can engage with expanding your sonship at the Throne Room Mystic Academy. If you'd like to trade, we always welcome that. I love you big time.